You can look at the camera if you want. I tend to just look at you like this the whole entire time.
Like that?
Like really awkward. Right. Yeah.
Let's see if I can.
Yeah. Do you get freaked out really easily?
Don't, I don't like to lose staring contests.
Oh, man.
So I just, you know, got to lock
in. We can
in.
Do that in a little bit. Right, yeah, totally. Good. Just like
still the remaining
horns locked in and see what happens.
In.
We're going to be here all day.
Yes.
We're going to be here all day. Do you have eye drops? I'm just prepping you for what you're going to need.
That's good. It wasn't on the list of things that I thought I should bring, but yeah, I'll go into, just use your water fountain, just like, spray it.
Just get someone to come in.
Yeah.
I'm Stacey Mulkey. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft. I'm at JS Open Day. I might or might not include that. We'll see. And cool. I'm with Jed Schmidt.
Hey, what's up?
Say your last name.
Schmidt.
Now? Schmidt.
Yes.
Schmidt. Yes. You got to get that
in there. Yeah.
And do you want to maybe talk about a little bit about what your talk was about,
okay.
And what you do maybe here in New York, all the things that you're involved with that people should also get involved with?
Okay. So I have been in New York for almost 3 years now, which is not long. I'm actually from New York. I'm actually from Westchester. But I haven't lived in the city ever really, and only got back here recently. So it's good to be back. I work at Uniqlo.
Yeah.
So they sell clothing.
Yep.
And I help them do that on the internet.
I had someone on my team ask if she could get a discount.
I can't even get a discount.
She didn't even care what you did. She's like, can I get a discount?
Also,
and I was like,
discount at Uniqlo. It's like, these are $9. It's like $9 scarf. Like, how much?
$19.99 jeans. Really? Anyway.
I help them do mobile web stuff.
Yep.
And so basically I moved here, and then I thought there would be like a cool JavaScript community, because there's a lot of really cool people doing cool JavaScript stuff, which is what I was talking about in my talk, how, you know, the guy who made jQuery is here, and the guy who made CoffeeScript and Backbone and Underscore is here, and the guy who made Node.js is here. And so I thought there'd be like a really awesome opportunity to like hang out with these folks, but it turns out there wasn't. So me and my friend Brian Loveswords, Brian J. Brennan, decided to just create a small event where we could actually create that space. And so that's what we did. And that was now, BrooklynJS is now 2 years running.
Yeah. And you guys sell tickets ahead of time.
We do. So
hard to get a ticket.
Yeah, it's a little hard to get a ticket. So yeah, so the event's called BrooklynJS. So it's one of the many boroughs. Brooklyn, obviously one of the many boroughs, is one of the many borough events. There's also Queens. There's also Manhattan. There's also one in Jersey. We're working on the Bronx.
Yeah.
Staten Island, I think, might be a lost cause. It's just really far away.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Maybe. We'll see. Once they build the subway that goes there. it's a fun event. It feels weird to call it a meetup, because it feels a little bit more like a variety show. The idea being that, you know, we open up with a intro. We try to put in as much humor as possible. People come up and do silly things. And then we have 5 lightning talks of 10 minutes each. In between each talk is a musical interlude. So we try to get like really, so basically, because the talks are 10 minutes and people talk really fast, because they're trying to squeeze a lot of, you know, talk into a very small slot, what we end up doing is having music to kind of decompress.
Yeah.
So the audience can decompress while the music is playing, and then we can also set up for the next speaker, so kill that awkward time. So we've had, you know, accordion quartets, and we've had barbershop quartets, and we've had people playing from the community, playing piano, playing slide bass.
Kazoo.
No kazoos yet.
I have a kazoo.
Are you booked for January?
No, but I can come and I will kazoo it out.
Done.
Could
you put together a quartet by then?
I will work on it and get back to you.
Okay, that's good.
I think it's
possible.
We're
into it.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Can you theme it like kazoo, but only of old Britney Spears songs?
Oh, yeah. Oops, I did it again.
Give it on the kazoo.
That's, yeah, totally.
Oops, I did it. Isn't that like her first?
Yeah.
No, well, it's Oops, I Did It Again, so it would have to...
I don't know the Britney Spears catalog.
I mean,
if it was Mariah Carey,
early.
It might be a whole different story.
Hey, listen, if that's... I'm happy to pivot.
Okay. Ooh, I like that term. Marketing, bing, bing.
Also, she's local, right? Doesn't she live up in the Hudson Valley somewhere?
I don't know.
Mariah Carey?
Maybe. Does she?
Does she live in, like,
Pound
Ridge? I haven't.
Yeah, me
I haven't. But
yeah.
I don't know if she gets out there that much in the JavaScript community anymore.
No, but she was on the float, the Macy Day.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, I saw her.
She's got.
Yeah,
oh,
I was at the parade. And
there
I
was
saw
a float
her.
Of her?
She, well,
was she like a big balloon?
No, it was a big float, and she was on top of it, and she was sitting. And so she wouldn't get up. So I started screaming. I was at 67th. Mariah Carey! And I made her stand.
Whoa.
Like, come to the thing. Everyone's excellent. Like, you did that. And I was like, I have the power.
Yeah.
I can make Mariah Carey stand.
They should hire you as, like, her handler.
Totally. Well, they should hire me as just, like, a heckler at the parade.
I see. to get her on her game.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
All right. I'll take it.
Anyways, I'll try either one of those. We'll see what I can come up with.
If I can be of any help.
Yes. I would love your input. Absolutely. In your day-to-day job, what do you like? What do you feel is best describes what you do on a day-to-day job?
I build a mobile website. We're a very scrappy team, and we
are you all based in New York?
Two of us are.
Okay.
One is in Berlin.
Okay.
It's just three of us.
Okay.
And so we basically just make sure Uniqlo can sell things on mobile phones.
Yeah.
So back end, front end, everything is Node in the back end, and the front end is all React.
Yeah.
And
how do you like React?
I like
for
React.
Or against?
It's okay. I mean, I'm not. I'm old enough, I think, that like I realize that like you can't get too religious about a tool because it's going to go out of fashion. You're going to feel really silly
right now. So, hearts.
React is great. I mean, I think it's brought a lot of good practices in. I don't think it's the last framework, but it certainly is the first one I would use probably right now if I started.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. What would you say for someone who's kind of curious about React? I mean, I've dabbled in it. I wouldn't call myself an expert by any means.
Mm.
What do you think are some of the best like places to go learn or even be part of, like, if there's a React community or that kind of thing?
Mm. Well, there's conferences you can go to for sure. There is even React meetups. I know. I think there's I bumped into a few folks who are doing a lot of React stuff in Utah.
Oh, wow.
It depends where you are. I mean, my thing, it depends how you learn. If you're one of these people who like learns doing, just like have something that you want to build and make sure you want to build it and just like use React to build it. Or I think if you want to learn where to even start, I would actually, I mean, you could use the internet, that's great, but like I would actually go to a meetup and just find some, because there's, like, for example, in Brooklyn.js, the event starts at 7 p.m., but we have the whole space for the whole day. So we actually start at 10, and it's just co-working. So it's the same people who are at the evening event, but just, like, in a more chill environment. So that's actually a really good place to, like, pick people's brains about technology.
That's kind of what I do. If I find that someone knows something really well, instead of reading a bunch of tutorials, I'll reach out, and I'll be like, can I steal an hour of your time? I will buy you all the coffee, beer, whatever the beverage of your choice is, and just I want you to like down. I want to download. I want to sponge and just treat me like I know nothing, but also go as fast as you can. And then I always feel like I can kind of just get quick and up to speed with that.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't read tutorials that often. Sometimes I do when I need to do something specific, but I skim.
Right.
I don't know if that's bad to say, but I really do
skim. No, everyone does. I mean, you're the only one that admits it, though.
Oh, okay.
So it's hard to skim in a human interaction. So that's what makes it like super like real time. You're like, well, how does that work? Or like, you know, for example, in React, a lot of people are like, wait a minute. So like, if I'm blowing away the entire view every single time, like, isn't that slow? And like, well, it's not slow because they have a thing that like it actually diffs it and, you know, finds the things that have changed and only changes those things. So like, it takes a lot to like learn that. And there might be, I mean, that's my React knowledge is pretty old. I started React earlier and it's changed a lot since I started using it. And so I would, recommend. Just find someone that you can kind of just drill, over, just get like 10 minutes of questions in and then like set you on the course that you need to be to find stuff. Or, I don't know, there's just so much material these days. There's too much. I mean, it's so much easier to have learned jQuery because like what were your choices? There were like three, right? And like you choose one of them and there's not that much stuff online. Now there's like so much stuff out there that making technical choices as a newbie must be like that much more intimidating.
Yeah. And that was like a kind of ongoing thread with people lately is how do you keep up? Right. Mm. And it's like, do you need to keep up? Like, if you know, like, depending on what you're doing and what you're working with and that kind of thing. Because sometimes I find it super overwhelming and I'll be like, oh, man, I just can't. Like, I can't do that right now. I know I should be looking at that, but I can't because this is working. This is good for now. I'll move to that in a little bit, for example.
Right.
I take those breaks. I don't know if you ever feel
you
that way.
You need to. Well, I mean, you
ever read your Twitter feed and go like, oh,
so
people are doing
again.
So many cool things and it's so awesome and I can't keep up.
Yeah, I think what helps me is just follow people who have, like, for example, I've been in tech. I mean, I actually started late. Like, this is my second career. I was a translator for most of my career and only my first pro programming job was in 2012.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm newer, but I've been around long enough where, like, some new thing will come out, and I'll be like, oh, find the person that has been right consistently on Twitter and see what they say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, there's just so many people who are, like, they're super passionate about it, and that's totally cool, but they're really passionate about it because it might be the first time they've ever found something like this. And, like, having a longer perspective and just being like, well, that's totally cool to get excited about it, but like, there's a good chance that you might want to just like find the people who have the battle scars of like deploying stuff like that and just see what they say. So I think that's probably a good
barometer.
Yeah,
is that the word?
Compass maybe.
Compass might be better. Compass
something
is
with
better.
Direction or temperature. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. One of those meteorological devices. Not
green
not,
screen.
Yeah, not my milieu. Sorry.
Yeah, totally. So I'm assuming working on mobile applications and development, you probably have to do quite a bit of testing.
Yeah, yeah, we do some testing. We're a very small team, so we, you know, I never do as much testing as we would like.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think one of the things about React that is challenging is that, you know, there's no slam dunk on testing yet, right. In my opinion. So,
what do you currently use, or what is your current process for that?
We're looking at a bunch of stuff. You know, Airbnb just came out with a really nice testing framework. But I have since most of the stuff that I do is now not front end.
Right.
So most of the stuff I do is middle end. So my friend Michael does back end stuff, checkout, like, you know, that kind of stuff, and then the front end guy does, you know, the interaction and stuff. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of stuff in the middle involved with APIs.
Sure.
Uniqlo, I have to do a lot of scraping because there's not a lot of APIs, and we actually have to scrape the desktop site to get a lot of the information out.
Yeah.
So that's the stuff that I do, and that stuff just, it requires less testing because it's so much, at least for me, it's so much less breakable than like a mobile UI.
Right.
So, yeah, testing is something that I'd like to get better at, but we're definitely not there yet.
Yeah. In terms of, like, I mean, mobile, working for mobile, how do you feel about, you know, cross-device testing and having those devices? And, like, do you ever get some random, like, oh, there's a bug in some old blah, blah, blah that we should really, you know, I said blah, 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 because you can fill in that blank. It could be anything that you want it to be. But have you found that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who are like, you got to test on everything. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have time. And, like, sorry, like I'd rather make a better experience. I mean, one of the great things about working for a retailer is that it's really quantifiable. So it's really easy to say. It's like, well, that's important, but here's the thing. That is like 0.3% of our visitors, and like that much less of our revenue.
So you go back to analytics.
Yeah, and so to have analytics as a developer and just be like, I would love to do that, but like, there's so many other things that would improve conversion. Because like, you know, I care about your experience, but you know, at the end of the day, I have to care about Uniqlo's bottom line. So if it's something that's going to increase conversion for where most of our users are, I'm probably going to work on that before I work on some niche bug. Front end, I mean, usually my thing, I just try not to be too ambitious. Like, don't use something that like looks really cool, but like will break.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, that's finding that balance, I think, is pretty difficult.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I always kind of ask people about. It's just like, you know, a lot of those decisions of what you're going to support versus optimize or that kind of thing, it's got to be analytics driven at the end of the day for certain clients, for sure, because it's like, you only have, you know, X percent, you know, does that justify the time you're going to spend in just addressing whatever that may be on that?
I think it's probably tough for a lot of developers. I mean, we're real small, so like we do everything, so it's easy, but like if you're a developer who's in like in a large organization, like you don't have access to analytics, and that has to go through like N people, like that's, and I can imagine how frustrating that would be. So I'm pretty fortunate that like we can see everything, which is really nice.
That's awesome. When's your next meetup?
The next BrooklynJS is actually my last.
What?
Yeah. So I started BrooklynJS. Our first meetup was November of 2013.
Yep.
And then we turned two last month, and as of the end of the year, this would be my last one to help organize. I mean, the organizers have been Mariko Kosaka and Wilman Duffy, but I've been doing the emceeing, which is a big part of the, you know, experience is
making
listening
to
us basically telling jokes for half an hour, which is, again, not for everyone. So this is my last month, so it's going to be, we're going to hopefully, you know, say goodbye, and then let, you know, who's taking over for me is Jen Schiffer.
Oh, awesome.
So she's the funniest person in New York.
Yeah.
So, she's going to be amazing. And so she and Brian have a really good rapport because they work together and they're friends. So I think that's going to be great. So she takes over in January. But the next meetup is on Thursday, the 17th, and it starts at 7 p.m.
There you go.
But you can't get tickets. So if you want tickets, you got to look at the Twitters. Find someone who's getting rid of their ticket and jump on it.
Yeah, get on it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone loved your talk. I heard a lot of laughter. So
Too fast. I'll slow it down someday. Someday I'll manage to take it out and just slow it down. But like,
timing's hard. Timing's hard.
It's true.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.